every agronomist would know that after every 25 years, the citrus trees stop producing, and then you have to cut off those old branches so that it rejuvenates. We started that exercise last year, and I don't know why those people did not come last year and see it. And now, if you look at the new shoots from last year, you smile and know that you are bound for good production. You see, citrus, we irrigate them on a weekly basis using electricity and water, which you pay for. So if the trees stop producing, you have no option. Some interest, they've totally uprooted those trees because they had reached their age.
And these reports that Mr. Basketi is so bitter that he wants to leave the country?
You see, Mr. Basketi is the happiest man. He served his country well. I delivered my people from the flooding of Tokem Kosi. Over 20,000 people I rescued, and I worked hard to put in new policies, new governance structures in our conservancies in the province, and I acquit myself on high note. So I am very happy. I can't leave my country, and I can't be angry about anything except to say I even thank the president for giving me an opportunity to be a role model of a leader.
Were you surprised that you were sacked from government?
No, I wasn't surprised. It was talk everywhere that Mahofa is coming to be Minister of State. So I was ready for it. In actual fact, it came very late than I expected it to.
When you say she was coming, what exactly do you mean?
I mean, it was already news that Mahofa would be going to be Minister of State to replace Ibaskiti, who was perceived to be in the wrong basket or to be sympathetic to former Vice President Mijuru.
But are you sympathetic to Mai Mijuru, or this is just mere talk?
In the same way, I was sympathetic and a supporter of the president. You see, I'm a principled man. I support the president and those whom he has in his closest administration. That's the principle. You support the president, his presidium, and the rest. I didn't engage in factionalism. Actually, all the people who are perceived to say they are pro-Mijuru, these are the true faithful who support the president. But you can't support the president without supporting his immediate lieutenant. Now, it is VP Mnangagwa. We give him the same support we're giving to the former vice president. And that's my principle.
So what's next now for Mr. Basketi now that he is no longer in government?
Mr. Basketi is a happy man. He dedicates his time more at his farm. I'm doing my PhD with the University of KwaZulu-Natal. And it gives me quite good time, which I could not get in my routine work as minister.
Who do you blame for your sacking, Mr. Basket?
I don't blame anyone. You see, it was even an opportunity. In the first place, if I was identified when there were over 300 members of parliament and the senators who could have been appointed ahead of me, I should consider myself fortunate that I served under one of the most able, wise, and icon of our continent, President Mugabe, for almost 2 years as his minister. So it's a good record for me. It's a plus on my profile.